News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Everyday people in Ireland, young people included, are exposed to some form of alcohol advertising. Usually, I think it's fair to say these adverts portray the consumption of alcohol as enjoyable and perhaps sophisticated. Now, the Public Health Alcohol Bill continues to face delays in the Oireachtas. To debate whether this bill should be even stronger in terms of advertising and banning advertising of alcohol, we are joined by consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist Dr. Bobby Smith and the director of Alcohol Beverage Federation Ireland, Patricia Callan. But Bobby, I might start with you first. Do you think advertising of alcohol should be banned, full stop?
Yeah, I suppose that would be the ideal position. The international evidence indicates that the more alcohol advertising that children are exposed to, the younger they start drinking, and the more that they drink when they do start. And I guess as a doctor, as a psychiatrist, as a father, why on earth would I want to increase those risks, which are already substantial enough in Ireland?
Every time we do a piece or cover this on News Talk, we get texts from people saying it's ridiculous, you know, to think that because something is called a Heineken cup that I'm going to go out and buy a Heineken. That's just ludicrous. What would your response be to that?
What they're really saying is that the people who run Heineken marketing are morons and are wasting tens of millions of their shareholders' money on something that's ineffective. I don't believe they are morons. I think they're very smart, very clever people who run these marketing campaigns, and they do it because it works. It works for a range of reasons. It links their product with something that we all support and enjoy, our sport. It's a key element of our culture. Therefore, they are embedding their product as part of our culture. It allows them schmooze and spend time with politicians and the great and the good at these sporting events that they host.
Okay. Patricia Callan, what's your view on it?
Well, going back to the first statement, I think the important thing to realise is that the Public Health Alcohol Bill is actually based on a piece of French law that's been around now for 20 years. So if we look at evidence-based policy making, we should look to see, well, what happened when that law was introduced, which was meant to actually reduce alcohol consumption.
And what happened?
Alcohol consumption increased both across the board and specifically amongst young people. If you look instead at what's happened...
Not because they...
They took this exact same approach. They banned advertising and instead consumption has gone up. If you look at what's been happening in Ireland, where we've had very strong statutory codes that have been abided to by the entire drink sector and all of its advertisers and all of the channels, not just the terrestrial ones, but everyone who beams into this territory. In that time, alcohol consumption in Ireland has dropped by a quarter. So in 11 years, 25% less consumption. And specifically amongst younger people, we're seeing much improved trends across Europe in terms of the age at which people start to drink.
Okay, Bobby Smith, the figures are pretty clear. It didn't work in France, and we're actually showing results here in Ireland.
Actually, I don't know where Patricia's getting her figures from. The Loi Van was introduced in France
about 25... From the European School Survey Project in Alcohol and Other Drugs, EU study.
That's the ESPAD survey.
And okay, let Bobby make his point, then you can...
And there has been an increase in alcohol consumption in France in recent years, but the Loi Van was introduced about 25 years ago, and alcohol consumption plummeted across the population. Now, it wasn't an isolated intervention. The French actually were the heaviest drinkers in Europe back in the early 1990s, and they introduced that as one of the suite of measures, and alcohol consumption plummeted following it. It's increased in recent years for reasons, I guess, that we don't fully know or understand. We know that advertising is not the only influence on children's drinking and indeed adults drinking, but it is a key element, and hence the alcohol bill seeks to
Patricia, selective use of statistics there, I think Bobby is saying that it actually really did work at first.
But the question is, does it work in the long term? So we're looking here now at a scenario where all of our efforts in the industry have been shown to work over the last number of years. We have a code of conduct that bans direct marketing at children or during young persons programming. It bans advertising during programs that have more than a 30% under 18 audience profile. It bans suggesting alcohol consumption promotes physical, sporting or personal success. And when you take all that on board, we also have a copy clear system, which means we're the only country where all text for advertising must go through an authorisation process prior to being shown. So that's a very strong system. So our suggestion, which is very reasonable, is that you work with those codes, you put them on a statutory footing and impose very severe penalties, and that that will certainly get you your result without damaging a thriving industry, an industry that has 200,000 employees, is 1.1 billion of our exports. And the reason that companies advertise and market is to build brands, brands which ultimately are very much focused on the export market. And it's a massive industry for us. And we need to, I think, have some balance in the discussion between certainly achieving the public health good that we all want, okay, but also
Bobby
looking
Smith.
At that.
I mean, the suggestion that Irish children need to be exposed to alcohol advertising in order to have a thriving export business is absolute nonsense.
But they're not exposed. I've just outlined why they're not.
Well, they are exposed, Patricia. They have the same set of rules and guidelines in the UK, and the research in the UK indicates that children see more alcohol adverts in the UK than adults do. Children only account for 20% of the potential TV viewing public. So I'd ask you, as a member of the alcohol industry, why do you want to advertise during programmes where up to 30% of viewers are children? Because the only way you get over 20% is if a programme is preferentially watched by children. Why do you want to advertise during programmes which are preferentially watched by children?
We do not.
You
and
too.
If you look at the if you look at what's proposed, what will happen is that the spend on advertising will move to digital media. That is where more children are consuming content, and you can't control that. You can't control what's going on globally, even if you want to. So what we really need to do is we need to educate our children to be able to think, to make reasonable choices. And certainly, I think parents have a really important role. Industry has an important role in terms of educating, and us as citizens do.
I'd ask people to look at
cigarettes. If you've got a 10 or a 12-year-old at home, ask them to name some cigarette brands, and I guarantee you they will struggle because they've grown up without being bombarded with messaging linked to those products. Then ask them to name some alcohol brands, and they will trot out the brands that we all know and associate with sports sponsorship.
Okay.
And why do we want that as a society?
All right. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Interesting debate. Let us know your views. 53106. My thanks to Dr. Bobby Smith and to Patricia Callan.
News Talk Breakfast in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.